Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When the buds open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of heaven, God, is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but our words will not pass away. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus' word will not pass away. The word of God is life. We thank Jesus that his word gave us the light for our life. It's not necessary to have, we have to study theology before we can meditate on the Word of God, especially the Gospels. Jesus is speaking to us, to our heart. Just a small word, it creates life in us. It's important, open our heart, that is what come into our heart. It's life itself. Also, Jesus says, stand erect and raise your heads, because the redemption is at hand. That means to say, we are always ready to receive him. Receive him when we are end of our day, end of our life. And also, Jesus also is telling us, we don't know which day will be the end of our day, of our life. It's important that we have to live moment by moment. So let us try hard to live every present moment, living the will of God for us each moment, whatever we are doing, with love, concentration, paying full attention to people. Also listen to our heart. Jesus at times speaks to us. Important if you have the peace of mind. Try to forgive, to bless all things, all people. Unless we forgive, unless we bless, unless we live like Jesus, always love, we couldn't have peace. When we have peace, then we have the light, then we have the joy of life. So thank the Lord that he comes in our humanity, that he offers life for us, so that we know how to love. Then I entrust everything into his hand. Whatever we do is nothing else. It's for the greater glory of God.